Sean, in games, it doesn't seem like it took you any time to have an adjustment period with Fuller. Was it practice because of his speed, or is that just natural?
I'd probably say half of it was natural, and then just kind of just practice, just kind of getting on the same page, watching film together, taking time, especially during training camp or after, you know, spring practice really, but training camp and then after regular practice, just kind of doing a little extra work. And if we're not even going full speed, but just kind of talking about it and being on the same page.
What does it mean to you to have a guy who has that kind of speed? What does it do strategically to help everybody?
It's another threat. That's one of the defensive keys is, you know, never let the ball go over your head. So you have a guy that can stretch the field like that and be a threat. It takes at least one of the safeties in the corner that have to respect that and have to just drop out, and it kind of opens up all the other receivers that's underneath.
What do you think about the game that he and Hopkins right now are on the verge of just blowing away the most prolific twosome the Texans have ever had? What do you think about them as a twosome? Can you get any better?
Yeah, you can get a lot of better, and those guys will tell you too that they're still not where they want to be and where their potential is. And, you know, just having those two guys that very, very, you know, respectful. They cheer each other on. Both of those guys are always supporting each other and just pushing each other to get better. And having that great meeting room, especially with the receiver group, is crucial. And it just kind of trickles down through the rest of the guys that's in that meeting room and then throughout the whole offense. So both of those guys are doing a great job, and we're just going to continue to get better.
How fun is it running this kind of
offense? Bill was telling us that he really likes the way that you come to him with ideas of stuff you've watched on film. Can you just take me through the process of how, like, for play call ideas or something you see, how that works your relationship and how you give your input?
It's always good to have that relationship between the quarterback and not just the head coach, but the guy that's calling the plays. You want to be on the same page and have out, you know, different ideas, because he understands it, he trusts me and my preparation, and, you know, I put a lot of time into it. So, you know, I'm the guy that's out there, you know, seeing the whole defense. You know, he sees it from the side and in the film, but, you know, the players are the ones that's out there playing. And so, you know, the information that we come from off the field to the sideline and even, you know, during the practice time, you know, it's very, very crucial. And he really, he likes that. He respects that, because not only that, he knows that we're putting in the time to watch the film, but we want to have success. And, you know, any way that we can take advantage of the defense is very, very key.
Do you draw stuff from your time at Clemson?
Not so much of, you know, stuff we did at Clemson, just kind of whatever this offense is really based on and the different things that we have in this offense.
So you're looking at Colts film and you think, okay, maybe we try this, and then you go to Bill and you say, hey, what about this? And you guys have a discussion about it.
Correct.
Where did that inverted wishbone come from, where you think you're near and throw a touchdown?
I'm not even sure. I can't give out that secret.
When they presented it to you in practice?
I like it. And just different things, how the defense, you know, stand on their toes. They don't know where the ball is. And, you know, actually, you know, I'm not sure if Coach O'B is just lying about it, or he said he always wanted to do it. So, you know, now he get to do it, and then everyone on the offense love it too. Just different looks. You know, you got receivers playing running back, tight ends playing receiver. You know, you got an extra tackle in that's playing tight end. So it's different things that we can do.
Do you get excited when he presents you with stuff like that?
Always. I mean, everything, you know, just kind of window dressing and being able to do different things and be successful at doing it. It's fun. It makes the game fun. And so the whole offensive group is really enjoying it, and we're just going to continue to do that.
Seahawks said that you guys were doing things they hadn't seen, and they were just trying to survive. Is there a fine line between doing something that worked, knowing they've seen it before, and then inventing some new things every week?
Yeah, I mean, deep down, offensive coordinator and even a defensive coordinator is going to do what they do. They're going to do the basic stuff and stick to it, because you don't want to, you know, this is what you worked on all offseason, all training camp. So you don't want to go into a game doing something totally different that you work on for maybe 2 days and kind of meet on for like 3 or 4 times, because it's not, I mean, it's really not possible, especially at this level, to go in there and do it the whole game and be very, very successful. So You're going to do what you do, but at the same time, you got to have different wrinkles and different things that's going to attack the opponent. And hopefully, you know, if you execute it at the high level that you're capable of doing, you'd be successful.
Make you feel when Richard Sherman said that you played better against them than any quarterback, not just a rookie, and they played Aaron Rodgers multiple times, Tom Brady?
It was a cool statement. You know, just kind of, actually had the privilege to meet him at the ESPYs this past summer. So, got to know him. We talked for like 30, 40 minutes just about life and just different situations. So, you know, our relationship started then and then, you know, being able to compete with him and hear that comment, it means a lot, you know, from a veteran guy that's probably a future Hall of Famer. And, you know, and like you said, they played against the best. And, you know, I was just trying to go out there and get the job done and win.
You hinted at it a little bit earlier, but how much fun is it to run this type of an offense that Bill's designed for you guys?
That's fun. I mean, well, of course, it's always fun to score points and, do the put up the yards and stats that we're doing. But at the same time, we want to win, and that's the key thing. But at the same time, you just got to have that balance in between where we're not where we want to be, and it's so much more to improve on, but we can build on the success that we're having.
How would you describe Bill as a play caller?
I mean, he's doing a great job. You know, he's putting up the points, leading the NFL, so... I feel like he's doing everything he needs to do.
You talk about wanting to improve, but are there a couple of areas specifically that you're looking to improve on the most?
As far as like a team or a player?
For you personally.
There's always things. I feel like my game is, I'm not satisfied with any kind of point with my game, but, you know, decision making, pocket presence, accuracy, are the key things that you always want to improve on as a quarterback and just operating the whole offense.